RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, it's time for Ask the Wizard, where I sort of share things that were in the news, patient issues, and actually emails I've gotten this week. I can never share all of them with you because it's a little bit copious and overwhelming at times. But some of the interesting things are that the astronaut who spent nearly a year in space grew 2 inches. Well, that indicates that if you're a couch potato and sit at your desk all the time, you're going to shrink. So the moral of the story is you can't get up in space, but you can get up off your duff and move around, and that is going to be much healthier. Stretching is also good. I was asked by a physician in town about hyperbaric oxygen shrinking the eyes and changing the shape because a patient needed 30 treatments. I said, that is correct. However, that as soon as you're out of the oxygen, within an hour, it reverts back to normal, so it's not significant. But the eye is obviously very flexible as well. An article in the news this week showed some very interesting stuff from both England and from Japan. I've talked about stem cells for retina and optic nerve reversing significant disease. Well, a group took 12 infants with congenital cataracts at the University of California in San Diego and published it in Nature. And instead of operating on the cataract, washing it out, and putting in an intraocular lens, which is a problem because of the growth of the eye and the lens may change, they put in stem cells, and the stem cells came from the children. And in fact, they found that the lens actually regrew as a clear lens. We don't know about the prescription, but you can examine children's eyes and get a hint. Another group took human corneal cells and treated corneal blinded rabbits and got the rabbits' corneas to clear up. I mean, it's a fascinating concept. Again, it's an animal model and not a human model, so we don't know how that translates. But it does tell you this is fascinating business. And too bad we can't do this at home in our own bathroom and fix ourselves up. It's coming up the spring and tick season. And ticks are ubiquitous. It's not only do they carry Lyme disease, but also babesiosis and ehrlichiosis. And the closer deer and mice are to our houses, the more likely we are to get them. I shared previously that one researcher takes an antibiotic pill once a week as his prevention because then he's a high prevalence area. But 3/4 of Lyme disease cases are caused by ticks from residential properties. You don't have to go out in the woods on a hike. So it's important to sort of, can't say sterilize your house, but just sort of do some preventive maintenance. Where you have a porch or a yard, you want to keep the kids away from the edges of the trees. You want to dress safely. You want to zone defense. You want minimal ornamental plants where ticks can lurk right on your desk next to your outdoor. Things like that may be helpful. There's multiple things besides DEET you can do, but none of the real homeopathic and non-toxic anti-insect sprays are that effective. There is a limited use of a new by pesticide called MET-52. MET-52 contains a fungus to help fight these lethal ticks. So think of MET-52 as we will also. Medicine takes slow steps forward. You hear about a vitamin here, a vitamin there. Lutein and zeaxanthin for the retina. Well, researchers have found, and I'm sure they have found it for years because the bibliography was 136 references, but it's only gotten into the clinical literature very recently, that 2 items, one called fisetin, F-I-S-E-T-I-N, and luteolin, L-U-T-E-O-L-I-N, actually prevent and protect human retinal pigment epithelial cells from breaking down under oxidative stress. Well, the pigment cells lie underneath your receptors. And many times in macular degeneration, the receptors don't die first. The pigment cells that serve as the blackboard, initiating the light bouncing into these receptors, are the ones that are critical. They're also scavengers. So when the cells break down, they build them up. And when they don't build up, you get little fatty deposits. So in tissue culture, fisetin and luteolin were able to show that they prevent these RPE cells from breaking down, even when they started breaking them down with high-powered radiation. Well, luteolin, for instance, is natural. It's in ragweed, it's in leaves, it's in celery, broccoli, green pepper, parsley, dandelion, chamomile, carrots, olive oil, peppermint, navel oranges. I could go on forever. But the fact of the matter is, these things are in your fruits and vegetables. And we've been saying, and everyone says, fruits and vegetables should constitute a significant part of your diet, especially the vegetables, because they're not the high index glucose product. So luteolin is found in all of these things and is also found in your retina besides lutein. Fisetin, or fisetin, is F-I-S-E-T-I-N. It is, again, a polyphenol. It's kind of a flavonoid compound, like resveratrol. Resveratrol is a compound that stabilizes and supports your mitochondria, which are the workstations of your cell. Well, fisetin is very much like resveratrol and can be used in cell culture to extend the life of simple organisms like yeast, worms, flies, etc., by feeding it to them. So there's no question there's value to this on a generic basis. But fisetin also inhibits inflammatory materials that circulate, cytokines, leukines, etc. So it inhibits pro-inflammatory, and it upregulates glutathione, one of your most powerful intracellular antioxidants. So fisetin lodges in cell membranes, prevents oxidative damage in lipids, and serves as an antioxidant. So, I mean, it's kind of amazing that we have these two compounds that scavenge free radicals and are able to inhibit radiation, oxygen, and stress and strain of normal people's breakdown of tissue. So it's always important to get as much information as you can. You can't always get it from the doctor. You can't always get it from the wizard, because I don't learn everything so quickly, except I hear it from patients. And there are many scholars out there that have things to share. There are many new ways also to expand your brain. One of them is to play a new sport, whether it's backgammon, whether it's shuffleboard, whether it's skiing. And the fact is, yes, some are more dangerous and take more skill, but it expands your brain doing something new. And obviously, we all need to keep our brain functional as well as our bodies. So you want to get as much information as possible in all of these regards. So common nutrients are important. I've created iComplex CS, iComplexCS.com, to provide you a multivitamin as well as vitamins for your eyes. Needless to say, I started as an eye doctor, so I am very cautious and concerned about vision and see it as the headlights of your body and the harbinger of things that can go wrong. So I appreciate your participating and staying with me and sharing in this information with your loved ones as well. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. To upload this or any of my segments, or visit my show page at RadioMD.com. You can listen to any of these segments. It's important for you to think about your own health and know you're the most important. There's many resources there. There's many ways to get in touch with us. My website is iAdvisory.com. iAdvisory.com if you have a question.